With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Canada selects its next prime minister. On Sunday, Canada's Liberal Party announced Mark Carney was elected to follow Justin Trudeau, who announced his resignation back in January. Carney's credited with helping guide the country through the worst of the 2008 financial crisis while acting as governor of the Bank of Canada. He's expected to be sworn in later this week. President Trump continues to doubt Ukraine's desire to reach a peace deal with Russia. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
On the one hand, the president believes Ukraine wants to make a deal. But on the other, he's expressing doubt.
I'm finding it more difficult, frankly, to deal with Ukraine. And they don't have the cards.
And he says Moscow might be a more reliable negotiating partner.
Getting a final settlement, it may be easier dealing with Russia, which is surprising because they have all the cards.
Donald Trump's criticism of Ukraine and embrace of Russia's Vladimir Putin has upended U.S. foreign policy and rattled European allies who are scrambling to support Ukraine and bolster their own defenses. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, House Republicans have unveiled a spending bill to keep federal agencies funded through the end of the government's fiscal year, which comes in September.
The bill would give a slight boost to defense spending and trim non-defense programs below their 2024 budget levels. Congress must act by midnight Friday to avoid a partial government shutdown. House Speaker Mike Johnson is gearing up for a Tuesday vote on the bill, and he's essentially daring Democrats to vote against it and risk a shutdown. President Donald Trump is praising the bill, writing on X that Republicans have to remain united, no dissent. Top Democrats on the House and Senate Appropriations Committees say they strongly oppose the continuing resolution. Donna Warder, Washington.
This is SRN News. 17 states have taken action against DEI. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The diversity, equity, and inclusion programs, which are under fire in recent years, are suddenly being abandoned by state governments. Critics say DEI promotes the LGBT agenda, racism, and censorship. President Trump's election seems to be the catalyst for states to finally take action, though the business community began to jettison DEI about a year ago. Texas, Florida, Georgia, and Wisconsin are amongst the states making changes. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Census Bureau is seeking permission to delete questions about so-called gender identity from a monthly survey. The agency says the request is being made to align with President Trump's order to strip federal money from programs that promote gender ideology. At the same time, the agency has canceled a spring meeting for an advisory committee set up to provide guidance for the 2030 census. This is SRN News. Colombian Defense Minister Pedro Sanchez says 29 law enforcement officers recently kidnapped have been given their freedom.
The 28 police officers and one soldier were captured during a failed operation against groups fighting over control of cocaine production in Cauca region. They were held by local residents in a communal area as negotiations were carried out. The Colombian government accused the rebels of intimidating the community and forcing them to fight the security forces. Cauca borders the Pacific Ocean and is a major drug trafficking route.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul declares a state of emergency after brush fires burned through a well-known part of Long Island over the weekend. The four wind-driven fires erupted on the edge of the Hamptons, devouring 600 acres and destroying two commercial buildings before being declared under control today. More details at srnnews.com.